Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grassroots Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie. Today is August 10th, 2008, and the summer is just flying by. I hope everybody out there is having a good summer like I am. I'm having the best summer ever, actually. Anyway, into things today, I'm going to talk a bit about some grassroots organization. I know I've talked about some things that people can do at home, kitchen politics. This is kind of sticking with the food theme today. We're going to highlight specific organizations that deal in food and politics and how you can get involved with them, just kind of profile them, give you an idea of what's out there. The first one, well, before we get into that, I'd like to talk a little bit more about what grassroots means and what grassroots organizing means. Grassroots movements in the USA, if you look it up on Wikipedia, it'll tell you basically along the lines of that it's often at the local level. Has many volunteers in the community that give their time and their support to the local party, which can lead to helping the national party. I'd like to just substitute a couple of definitions here for party. I think party can also mean any sort of issue that you're looking to resolve, anything that you're looking to, you know, work on in the community. Can kind of fit into that category. So don't necessarily take it as meaning a political party of sorts. It can mean lots of different things. There's a lot of techniques involved in grassroots organizing. You can do things on your own at home. That's part of it. Another part of it would be, organizing through and with other people to get things done. Ways you can do that is having house meetings, parties, talking with strangers on the street, which I know seems a little weird to some people, but, you know, some people like to do it. And you don't necessarily always have to approach another person out of the blue because a lot of people don't like that. But if you happen to be next to somebody in line and there's a friendly chat going on, don't be afraid to talk to them or open that topic up with them. It might change their perspective on things or at least give them some perspective on things. You know, give them an idea of who you are and what you stand for and that there's other people out there who are looking to make a change on things. You can also do things like, organizing large demonstrations, signatures for petitions, donating to specific groups or volunteering your time with specific groups. And while we're talking about the specific groups, the first specific group actually that I was going to get into is a group called Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs, I was involved with the Food Not Bombs group back when I was, about 21 or so. It was a lot of fun. It was a great learning experience. We got a lot of things done. Let me tell you a little bit about the organization. They have some basic first principles. Food Not Bombs is a global movement that is all volunteer, and it shares free vegetarian meals as a protest to war and poverty. Each chapter collects surplus food that would otherwise go to waste from grocery stores, bakeries, markets, or, you know, anything else like that. Sometimes they do incorporate dumpster diving, which I'll get into in a second. And they prepare these community meals, which are served for free to anybody who's hungry. It sounds weird. The dumpster diving thing, if they're not getting enough donations directly from a store, day-old bread or, you know, items that are in the deli that can't be served after one day after being made, you know, those kinds of things you can very easily make into a meal for somebody else that they would otherwise just be throwing away this perfectly fine food. Dumpster diving, some of the people I know have done this, and it's one of those things that I personally, I'm not against it. I feel like if something's in the garbage anyway, why not take it? And so long as you let people know what you're giving them and they're okay with it, I don't see a problem with it. The dumpster diving, basically, it's not that you're taking spoiled food from the dumpster and preparing that for people and giving that to people. It's that you're taking sealed food that is close to an expiration date but too close to sell on the shelves anymore. So it's not expired, it's not spoiled, it's just not profitable to that company anymore, and so they toss it. If you do decide to go dumpster diving, just know that it probably is illegal in most states. I'm not advocating it at all, and I'll just leave that at that. Back to the Food Not Bombs. Some of their other things that they do is, you know, if governments and corporations around the world spent as much time and energy feeding people as they do on promoting war, advocating war, then nobody in the world would go hungry. There's enough food out there to feed everybody. And so much of it does go to waste. And this is usually a direct result of militarism or capitalism. Again, with the throwing the food out before it's spoiled and things like that. Most of the food not bombs do strictly vegan. The vegetarian diets, you know, it's good for the environment, not as good as veganism. Veganism is a completely non-violent way of serving food, and it's also very healthy, most cases. I mean, there is junk food out there, but if you're preparing the meals yourself, you're less likely to have, you know, deep-fried things and all sorts of sugars that you shouldn't be eating anyway. Food Not Bombs works to call attention to poverty and homelessness in society by sharing food in public places and facilitating gatherings of poor and homeless people. This, when I was in the Food Not Bombs, we would go out every Sunday, and there was a park in a poor part of a poor town, and you know, there was a lot of homeless people around, there's a lot of poor people around, it was across the street from a ghetto. And we would set up our Food Not Bombs table there. We would have prepared food. We would usually have about 5 or 6 different things to serve people. You know, and anybody could come over who was hungry who wanted to eat. There was a couple of churches surrounding the park. People who would get out of church would come over. You know, they would ask us what we were about. Some of them asked what church we were supporting. And, you know, we just kind of explained to them, no, you know, we're not working for a church, we're here, you know, to feed anybody who wants it. And that kind of opens up a conversation if they have any questions about the Food Not Bombs, what they stand for. You know, and you can get into it as much with people as you want to, as much as you're comfortable with. You know, it's always nice to have a friendly conversation with some other people and kind of give them a perspective, your perspective on the state of the world. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's, you know, you got to know your limits. Don't push people too hard. Anyway, so we had a good time doing that. We did get a lot of homeless people, and they were always very grateful for the food. We would help a lot of them repair clothing, or sometimes we'd go buy things for them at the drugstore or whatever that was across the street. But either way, it was just a good social community-based grassroots organization that helped some people out. Food Not Bombs has been around since the 80s, 1980s. It started in Boston. A bunch of anti-nuclear activists were protesting the Seabrook power plant. They spray painted. They had a slogan that was money for Food Not Bombs, and eventually over time that got shortened to just Food Not Bombs. If you're interested in more information on Food Not Bombs, they do have a website. It's just one word, foodnotbombs.net. They have a lot of information on if you'd like to give a speech at your school on it or have a presentation. You can organize a presentation through them. If you want to start a chapter of your own, they definitely have all the resources for that. They have books you can buy on doing that. They also have a list to see where in every state there is a chapter of Food Not Bombs that's registered with Food Not Bombs. This is good for two reasons. It'll prevent you from opening a chapter where a chapter already exists. And also, if you'd like to, instead of starting your own chapter, you can just, you know, contact that Food Not Bombs chapter and put your time in for as much as you'd like to. So that's Food Not Bombs. And there's another one that is very similar called Seeds of Peace. And you can visit their webpage at seeds-of-peace-collective.org. Seeds of Peace, their slogan is supporting nonviolent direct action since 1986. Again, it sounds like they're another vegetarian type of action, grassroots action-based community. They have chapters throughout the nation. They also are a little bit more of a wider, broader scale of a grassroots action organization. They've fed thousands of people in the past at WTO in Seattle in 1999, where they basically started. They've done a whole lot of things. They're dedicated collective to supporting nonviolent direct action. The whole thing actually started in 1986, after the Great Peace March. At that time, they provided food, water, and planning to thousands of activists working on the front lines of social change. And then this is directly from their website on certain things that they do. They supported communities to end homelessness, nuclear proliferation, uphold Native American sovereignty, support migrant workers' rights. They stop environmental destruction, resist genetically modified foods, and end corporate domination of the world. They also supported a lot of effort towards the fair trade movement. That started actually with the WTO of 99. That's what I got mixed up with. In fair trade, you know, if you don't know a lot about fair trade, I definitely recommend looking up some information on it. The whole basis behind fair trade is that people are getting paid fair wages for the work that they're doing in other countries through major corporations that are... It's to make sure that these people are not being exploited for their work, basically. A lot of things that you can get fair trade, you can also get organic, which is always a great thing for the environment, so that's something to look into. And again, if you wanted to look into more information on Seeds of Peace, you can go to their website, which is, again, seeds-of-peace-collective.org. All right, well, that is what we'll be doing for this podcast, is just profiling these, different grassroots actions. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to directly go through their websites, contact them through email. And also, if you'd like to, visit my webpage. You can leave audio comments on the show, or you can leave me comments on what you think on this podcast, on the show in general. You know, give me an idea. How am I doing? What can I change? What would you like to hear more about? Or if you have anything, any stories, personal stories to offer, I'd also like to hear those too. You can contact me. The website is grassroots.podomatic.com if you're not on it already. Or you can email me directly from your email, and that is grassroots@podomatic.com. And again, thank you for listening to the show. My name's Jamie. I hope you're all having a great summer. Whatever you do, just, keep on doing what you can do to change the world. We'll talk at you later. Bye-bye.